Well, our next guest joining us live in studio here. You've seen her somewhere. You've seen her a bunch of places. A special one, actress, TV personality, comedian, author. I'm running out of fingers. A few others thrown in there. Sherri Shepherd brings her stand-up tour titled Make It Make Sense to GW's Listener Auditorium tonight. Tickets are still available, but not many, so get them while you can. You can still purchase online at SherriShepherd.com. Sherri, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Let's start with the important stuff.
Yes.
Make it make sense.
Make it make sense. Make it make sense. Why is anybody messing with Pope Leo?
Right.
He's from Chicago. Come on. You don't get popes from the Shy. They make them special when they come straight from the Shy. Stop messing with, that is my heart right there. My Chicago and Pope. I'm not even Catholic, and I'm just in love. You make that make sense.
But what else?
I really, just in this time of dating, I'm single. I'm out here dating. It's a new world with dating, Ralph. Like, and when I pay attention to all of my therapists on TikTok, which I get all my therapy on TikTok because it's free and it's 1 to 3 minutes.
Okay.
So we're in and out with the therapy. And they tell me that if I'm to, you know, when a man texts me or calls me, I'm to wait 24 to 36 hours to answer him back. Well, in the season that I am, I won't remember who texted me. Like, I got to get with you right away and text. And don't send me texts in the morning. You know, somebody texted me WYD. And I called them and I said, you don't know me well enough to tell me to wash my drawers. I found out later it was what you're doing. So
yes.
I'm very old school with the dating. I don't do all that talking on the phone. You cannot take 3 hours of my time and tell me all of your problems and what your grandmother did and didn't do.
Right.
And we haven't even had a ribeye. So you make that make sense.
And, you know, the older we get, the faster it goes. So let's get to
Ralph,
it.
Ralph, life
let's
is short.
Let's not waste any time.
That's what I told my pastor. I was like, you know, when he told me just wait, I said, look, life is short. Jesus is coming soon. I need to get to it. So it's just a lot. I have a son that I'm raising. I love that. Our birthday is Tuesday. We have the same birthday. I love him. He's my heart, but I want him out of my house because mommy, it's like, you know, I want to date. And the man's worst nightmare is to walk into a house and see a grown man boy walking up the stairs going, hey, bro, what's up? That it's stopping everything. You make that make sense. Why do these kids want to keep staying home?
Yes. Yes.
We had to leave. Remember when we were, you know, at that age, our parents were like, either you're going to get a job or you're going to get a job, but you're going to get out of this house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nowadays, these kids got rights. They can call the cops if we try to put them out.
This is my house.
This is my house. Yeah, exactly. My son acts like he works the third shift at the electric company and is bringing home a check. So he thinks he has an opinion.
Wow.
So you make that make sense the way these kids are today.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. So that is what my tour is about, literally. Motherhood, life, and everything in between.
You have always not been hesitant at all to put it all out there.
Yes.
Whatever's going on with Sherri, I'm going to talk about it.
I'm going to talk about it.
And let's talk about the show for amazing seasons.
Oh.
Amazing seasons that have now come to a close.
Yes, they are.
What's next?
You know, I have a movie coming out probably around September 12th that I'm executive producing with Robin Roberts from Good Morning America. And we're bringing to life the real story of Janelle Guzman. She was the last rescue of the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
Wow.
The last woman to be rescued. She was buried alive for 27 hours. Leg crushed, arm crushed. Ooh. And someone rescued her, but they could never find that person. And she wrote a book called Angel in the Rubble. And I am bringing to life her story. So this is another dramatic turn for me after my movie Straw with Taraji and Tiana Taylor. So I'm going to Cape Town, South Africa, as soon as I finish my tour to film it, because nothing says Manhattan like Cape Town, South Africa. But they're giving us a lot of tax credit, so we will make it look like Manhattan.
There you go.
Yeah.
There are so many things. Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I got my star.
Yes.
That was something that I never told anybody about. It was only God that I said. I lived around the corner in a little studio apartment with a lot of rodents.
Oh,
and I was a struggling comic. And I used to walk up and down Sunset and Hollywood Boulevard, and say that would inspire me to see these names. Right. And I said, wow, Lord, I wonder if I could get a star one day. And it just showed me God does not forget the dreams.
Yes.
And though even those ones that you don't tell anybody, and to get a star half a block from where I was a struggling comic. Mm. So I'm in front of the W Hotel right. at Hollywood and Argyle. So if you're over there, put a little
check
Windex on there.
You've had so many opportunities that
yeah.
were small when they started.
Absolutely.
And you made them huge
yes.
as a result. How, where does that come from?
You know, I think it's my parents. They always were like, nothing is small. You know,
right.
everything you do, give it everything you've got. And that's what I do. But I enjoy what I do so much, Ralph.
Yes.
I enjoy it to make people laugh and forget about all of the things that we're going through and gas prices. I love doing the heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do everything big. And I say, come and see me. Sit down. Let me do the heavy lifting to make you forget about everything and just laugh.
Can we talk about the Jamie Foxx show?
The Jamie Sheila.
Way,
oh, my God. Jamie. Yes.
You started with one line.
One line.
One line. Tell us about that.
That is normally how I start with things, with one line, and I embellish. And Jamie, I just was auditioning to play one of Fancy, Garcelle Bouvet's friends. And
right.
I learned to take risks as well, because if you don't take a risk, then you will never know. And with Jamie, it literally was one line. But what I did was I sniffed his neck. And I made him laugh. And then I took his hand while he was talking and I made him laugh again.
Right.
And by the end of the scene, I was just this annoying girlfriend of Fancy. And Jamie loved it. And he started writing me. I came back and he started writing me more parts.
Nice.
And I've learned, just Sherry, when you go in there, do it big. Take a risk, because a big risk is a big success. And if you know, it's okay if you fall. You get back up.
Yes.
That's how it was when I was filling in for Wendy Williams, the queen. I decided, let's take some risk. Say some stuff. That's how I got on The View, by
right.
taking risk and talking about myself and my life and not being afraid to share.
Co-host of The View for 7 years?
For seven years. Seven and a half years. Yeah, filled in a lot that last half a year.
Come on.
Yes, and it was the best, worst experience of my life, but I loved it. I have to say, I'm still family with everybody. I go spend the night at Joy Behar's house, except I get upset because at 10 o'clock, all the lights and the TVs go off. Like, you're just sitting there in the dark at Joy Behar's house.
Hmm.
Whoopi is just chill. Whoopi is just chill to hang at her house.
Good deal. Well, again, tonight.
Yes.
At GW's Lisner Auditorium.
Yes.
Sherry Shepherd. Make it make sense.
And come on out. Take a nap before you come. I'm going to get you home early. Bring 20-year-olds, bring your grandmother and your auntie. Let's do generational ladies' night out, date night. It's going to be fun.
There you go. In case you don't make the Lisner Show, folks, or if you just need some more Sherry in your life, you can also catch her at the Paramount in Charlottesville. That's going to be next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Absolutely. I got about 7 or 8 more cities. I have 4 more shows for the Sherry Show to do, and you can go to sherryshepherd.com just to keep up with me. I got some stuff coming up after my show.
Sherry, thank you very much.
Thank you,
for
Ralph.
Being here again. Sherry Shepherd, you can catch her live at the Lisner Auditorium. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.